Back on the pregame show from Purdue Stadium, now joined by outfielder Yamnardo Reyes, along with Kevin Suarez, our fundamentals coach, who will help translate with us as always. And Yamnardo, it's been about a week for you with the Shorebirds. So how has your first week in the Orioles organization gone so far?
Que ya tú estás aquí una semana. ¿Cómo te sientes en la semana esta con nosotros?
Me siento bien, bien saludable, adaptándome, conociendo nuevos compañeros, nuevas personas y haciendo vibra con los muchachos ahí.
He says he feels great. Everybody's been great to him on the team, and he's just been trying to get to know everybody, but he feels very comfortable with us, and you know, he's just praying for a good time with us.
Now, what's it been like getting used to a new set of teammates here with the Shorebirds and also a new set of coaches?
¿Qué tú crees la diferencia con nosotros y cómo te sientes con los coaches y con los nuevos compañeros?
Bien, bien. Fue una bienvenida buena. Me dieron los coaches buena bienvenida. Me trataron bien, me enseñaron las reglas, todo. El terreno, todo bien, gracias a Dios.
He says it's been a great welcoming. Feels good with us. He says the coaches have been treating him really good and letting him be himself, and the kids are really coming along with him.
What was the news like for you, or how did you take it when you got notified you were being traded from the Twins to the Orioles?
Cuando cogiste la notificación, ¿cómo te sentías? ¿Algo raro, algo feliz? ¿Cómo te sentías?
Bueno, fue los dos, como que feliz y triste, porque, o sea, una oportunidad nueva, es un cambio bueno. Pero también tenía unos compañeros que venimos desde niño compartiendo y todo eso. Y dejarlo atrás, al final es un negocio, pero uno es ser humano y a veces uno siente así, pero normal ya.
He said it was a little sad, but also very grateful for the opportunity. Sad because he had a lot of teammates in Minnesota where he grew up with and he played along with for a long time. So that was the sad part, but very, very, very good because he was traded and he knows that we would want him. So he feels grateful for that opportunity as well.
That's probably the most gratifying part of being traded, is it knows that another organization wants you and values who you are as a player. So taking that in, how grateful are you to feel that the Orioles really seem to value who you are as a player?
Que los Orioles te quieren y quiere cómo te sientes con eso, con los Orioles, que ellos te quieren tanto y te cambiaron.
No, bien, bien. Sí, me doy cuenta que me quieren mucho los Orioles, el trato. Todo se da cuenta que...
He says he feels loved here because since the day one, like, they've been telling him to be himself, and he feels very loved since he was traded, and just feels really good for him.
How do you feel like the season's gone for you? You've played most of this year in the Florida Complex League for the Twins, had a really good run at that level before going up to Fort Myers and playing there for a little bit. Now, playing here for about a week and a half now with the Shorebirds.
¿Cómo te sientes en la temporada? Que tú bateaste mucho en Florida y te está preguntando cómo te sentías allá y también aquí ahora.
Bueno, allá en Florida me sentía bien. O sea, fue un ajuste que hice con mi coach allá, Cardona, de Minnesota, y Emilio. Me ayudaron mucho ahí en un ajuste y hice el trabajo que es allá. Bueno, aquí estoy haciendo ajustes. No tenía el comienzo que quiero, pero todavía queda mucho juego para seguir demostrando.
He said that over there in Florida, he had a great year. The coaches really helped him make the adjustment quickly, and he felt really good over there. Over here, he hasn't had the start he wants, but he feels like there's still a lot of season left, and he's going to turn it around. But he feels really good with the adjustments he's making and the work he's putting in.
So you've only been in single-A baseball for a short time. So what have you maybe learned the most about yourself or maybe how teams want to attack you here at this level?
Que tú estás aquí solo una semana o dos semanas en este nivel y qué son los ajustes que tú necesitas hacer, qué tú estás entendiendo mucho aquí y qué es la diferencia.
Bueno, aquí es diferente el picheo. Te trabajan más con tu debilidad, no digas que te van a tirar una recta porque te la van a tirar, sino que ellos te van a tirar donde tú no le das para que tú te saques algo fácil.
He says the biggest adjustment from this level to the other one was, you know, they're not going to just throw him heaters and bang him. Like, they figured out his mistake and they're going to keep spamming him with it, and he's going to have to make an adjustment. That's what he sees. The pitchers are just a little better with the off-speed pitches and knowing how to pitch him.
And then finally, a little less than a month left to go in the season. So what's something you're hoping to work on, improve upon, or maybe just take with you through these final 4 weeks of the season?
I... cuatro semanas todavía, que va a ser lo justo que tú quieres y que tú estás trabajando en estos cuatro semanas para meter mano.
Tratar de darle bien a la bola, tratar de darle adelante a los picheos, matar la reta más, no fallar tanto swing, no dar tanto foul. Tratar de los swings que yo haga, ponerle en play bien.
He said that he's trying to be more on time and work through the big part of the field, but also be on time. That's going to be his big thing. He feels like he's just been a little late and missing pitches, so that's been the adjustment he's trying to make lately, and he's going to continue to try to make it.
Well, thank you guys, Yamnardo, Kevin. Really good stuff as always, and best of luck the rest of the way.
Buena suerte el año entero y bienvenido.
Muchas gracias.
We'll take a break. Come back with more after this on the Del Mar Shorebirds Baseball Network.